With SRN News, I'm John Scott. At Israel's request, the UN Security Council will hold an emergency meeting to discuss the hostages being held and starved by Hamas. The BBC's Yolanda Nell is in Jerusalem.
The UN session was called after Palestinian armed groups put out videos showing two of the hostages, Ron Breslavsky and Eviatar David, looking weak and emaciated. Their families want immediate action to bring them home. And they've expressed alarm at suggestions that Israeli Prime Minister now wants to reoccupy all of Gaza, including areas where it's believed the hostages are held, a step which could endanger them. Some reports say Israeli military leaders also oppose the plan. It's been denounced by Palestinians.
Attorney General Pam Bondi ordering the Justice Department to proceed with a probe into the Trump-Russia investigation. The probe follows the release of documents that discredit the inquiry that found Moscow interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election in favor of Mr. Trump.
Bondi has directed a prosecutor to present evidence to a grand jury after referrals from the Trump administration's top intelligence official. It's not clear which former officials might be the target of any grand jury activity, where the grand jury that might ultimately hear evidence will be located, or which prosecutors, whether career employees or political appointees, might be involved in pursuing the investigation.
Correspondent Ken Lorman adds it's not clear what precise claims of misconduct could form the basis of criminal charges, which a grand jury would have to sign off on for an indictment to be issued. Tennessee carrying out an execution that likely marks the first time a man has been put to death with a working defibrillator in his chest. Byron Black had been convicted of the 1998 killings of his girlfriend and her two daughters. This is SRN News. Religious people are a minority in a growing number of nations now.
The vast majority of the global population follows some faith, mostly Christianity and Islam. But religiously unaffiliated people, those who are atheists, agnostics, or adherents of no particular faith, are now the majority in 10 countries. China and North Korea are perhaps the most obvious ones on the list. But the unaffiliated are also a majority now in the Netherlands, New Zealand, the Czech Republic, Uruguay, Japan, Vietnam, Macau, and Hong Kong. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A church in Nigeria's megacity of Lagos has become a community for people who are deaf. The pastor preaches in sign language, and the vibrations of drums signal when to pray or kneel at the Christian Mission for the Deaf Church. An estimated 10 million of Nigeria's 220 million people are deaf or have difficulty hearing. The Christian Mission Church is critical. This is SRN News. Hundreds of homes are being threatened by a massive wildfire burning through Los Padres National Forest in Central California. Three people injured. The Gifford Fire spans more than 100 square miles of Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo counties. It grew out of several smaller fires that erupted Friday along State Route 166. We may soon be seeing something new in the media.
The New York Post is launching a California newspaper and news site next year. The California Post will add another title to Rupert Murdoch's media empire, and the new paper stands to bring a conservative-friendly fixture of the Big Apple media landscape to the Golden State. Plans for the Los Angeles-based paper call for a print edition, a website, social media accounts, and videos and audio pieces. Jason Walker reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.